The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while later, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us? A little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me. And because I am going to the Father." So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me. Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." The Gospel of the Lord. Until this morning, every time I would ever read this passage, "a little while and you won't see me, a little while later and you will see me," I always applied it to our Lord's parting, his death, and then it won't be all that long before they get to heaven, right? Our lifespan on earth is short. And the same thing with the grieving, and their grief will become joy. They're going to have trials in this life, but it will attain for them the gift of salvation. Reading the fathers of the church this morning, they apply it specifically to our Lord's death and resurrection. One of them says, "A little while, and you will not see me." He refers to the 3 days that he will be in the grave. "A little while later, and you shall see me." He speaks of the 40 days of appearances between our Lord's resurrection and his ascension. And about the grief, St. Augustine says this, "The disciples sorrowed at the Lord's death, but immediately rejoiced at his resurrection." And what the fathers of the church say is what is spoken of about the apostles in a specific way in this unique time applies to the entirety of most of our Lord's disciples' lives, to the rest of all of the faithful, to you and to me. One father says, "This speech of our Lord is applicable to all believers who strive through the present tears of life to attain the joys that are eternal. While the righteous weep, the world rejoices. For having no hope of the joys to come, the world delights in all the joys of the present life." What is spoken of the apostles in a specific way is intended for the entirety of our lives. Spiritual writers, the great saints like St. Teresa of Avila, St. John of the Cross, they say there are 2 deaths that every single one of us, if we are truly to become saints, must undergo in this life. They say the first is the death of the senses, to die to sensory delights, and the second is the death of the spirit, to die to spiritual delights. And the degree to which we cling to one or the other, the joys of the senses or the joys of the spirit, prevent us from clinging totally to our Lord Jesus Christ. So you think of the apostles before our Lord's death, like St. Peter when he says, "Lord, what's in it for us? Right? What are we going to get out of this if we follow you?" Or you think of the wedding feast of Cana, why did the wine run out? Many people say it's because the apostles showed up. Right, St. Mark, the rich young man, he goes away sorrowful, drops his head because he has to let go of his riches. Spiritual writers believe through our Lord's death and resurrection, the apostles were given the grace through that suffering to die completely to the senses. But then they still had to die to spiritual delights. And how did this take place? Because they would experience the absence of our Lord. He would appear, and then he would part. And what a death that must have been to them spiritually, because they longed for him to be with them always. And then they had the final 10 days from our Lord's ascension, where he went to the Father permanently, to the Feast of Pentecost, where they, for the longest period of time, were without him, and what brought about the perfection where they could finally die to clinging to our Lord in a spiritual way. And real quickly, why do we have to die spiritually? Because all those gifts on a spiritual level, gosh, the consolation of prayer, those delights, those warm feelings, they are not our Lord. They are gifts that He gives. But sometimes if we are seeking those delights in prayer, we're clinging to something that is not Jesus alone. And it's Him alone in the end that our hearts must seek. And it was through the gift of the Holy Spirit that the apostles were finally set free, also on a spiritual level. We are entering into those same 10 days. It's a time to call upon the Holy Spirit in a unique way. Let us ask Him for the grace to be set free from both our senses and any spiritual delights to which we cling, that our hearts might belong and seek our Lord alone.